John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend, this gentleman will be at Helium Comedy Club. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, one on Sunday. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of the new film.
This is what you're playing.
The star of the new film, Little Italy.
Oh, really?
For some reason, it takes place in Canada. Joining us this morning.
And you're playing this music.
Well, yeah, it deserves it.
Why don't you be throwing a pizza when I come in here?
Well, that's what you do in a movie.
That's true, yeah, but it's good to see you, Pally. How are you?
It is very good to see you, too.
Nice to be back.
All right. So how are things?
Things are great.
I mean, Adam is in a new film called Little Italy.
Yes.
Which you told us about like the last time you called
in. Yeah, we did the press tour. I called you. Well, last time I called in was when you were going to the Super Bowl.
There was a time in between.
Yeah, okay,
time
well, I remember the Super Bowl the because being a Jets fan, I was like, thank you, and I have to warn you. Because there was, remember that crap, he hurt his hand.
Right.
No, he didn't. No. He's never going to die, and if he is, look sick, just drive a wooden stake through his heart to make sure. Because it's just the pressure. But then when you guys won the Super Bowl, and the guy ate the horse crap. And I was
about that.
Yeah. I got to get this out of my system. I don't. Because look, man, I've been excited and I've been hungry at the same time. And I've been drunk all three. This, I never looked at a horse after he's done. Like, you finished? Can I have that? You've obviously had the carrots. So yes, yeah, so I think that's the last. Uh-huh. I think it was the last stuff. And they greased the poles.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
You wouldn't climb stuff.
Yeah, it didn't
and
work.
You guys are sitting there going,
"Oh, that's just a challenge."
You don't scare me. So yeah, I think that was the last. Or I think I called them to plug the movie after that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it was the movie and the new album. I think
yes, yes, that's what
came out. Yeah, that's what you called in for.
Yes, right. I did.
But the movie is fun.
It's a nice family movie. We shot in Canada. It was it's like Romeo and Juliet with two boring pizza fans. I learned how to throw pizza,
right,
which was nice. And I realized because Toronto's such an international.
Well, you were the dough family, right?
I was the sauce.
Oh, you were the sauce people. Okay.
Animale. Look at you. I was. Yeah. It was Romeo and Juliet, and I was Lord Capulet. I was.
Okay.
I was Emma Roberts' father.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we shot it in Canada, and it's such an international city that they have all this weird fusion food,
mm-hmm. right?
I don't think there's any rules for what fusion should be.
Okay.
Because we were shooting this barbecue scene, and they went to these local restaurants, and we had Mexican Korean.
What?
Yeah.
What?
There's a reason those countries are separated by an ocean. There was a lot going on in that taco, man. It was like, there was kimchi and Mexican spice. I'm like, wow. And I think it was North Korea because I passed a missile. I swear. We ate that. There's no nice way of saying that, man. So yeah, but it was fun. It did well.
Mm-hmm.
So
now,
it was nice.
Now, how's I have to ask how the dog is because the album cover is
me and my dog.
You and your dog both with the collar of shame.
Yeah.
On.
Well, yeah. She had the surgery, and she right. The name of the album is called Unconditional. Sometimes love is a pain in the ass because I had to wear a cone when my dog had a cone because I didn't want her to feel upset because she was shamed. So I was walking around.
Nice.
You know my wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
She was afraid the dog's going to be emotionally scarred because my wife. No. She's a hippie.
It's 2018.
So yeah, I know.
Dogs have feelings.
We know the dog was. We know the dog. The heat was getting to her body because the dog's acupuncturist told us that. I'm not making it up. I am not making this up. The dog has an acupuncturist because he comes and gets the heat out of the body, and then
right.
the eye went bad, and she got glaucoma, But when what happened was like, you know, I try to fix stuff because I'm codependent and Catholic, so I got a lot of problems. You know, he's dead, my fault. That's the way I started life. So I'm trying to take care of everybody. So I couldn't, when the dog started going blind, I was like, you know, I couldn't fix it. And my heart's breaking. My wife took little bells and safety pinned them to the back of her jeans and walks around the house. And
my sister-in-law does the exact same thing.
Here's the bells.
Right.
And her tail's wagging. And I'm like, I don't know if she feels the compassion coming from another being or
right.
It's the weed.
Yeah.
Because she's got glaucoma. And weed, in California, we got weed biscuits. You
right.
go to the dispensary. You know, my dog is sick. Take these, dude. And the dog chews the weed. And is following around the house. My wife is tinkerbelling around the house. Ding, 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 ding. And the dog is high behind her. Like, wow, wow, wow. Yippee-yay, yippee-yay. Walking around the house, happy as can be. Yeah, and so she's, you know, so she's I put her on the album because mm-hmm. with pictures with the cones. Okay. And that's the album. That's how you sell the album now.
It's an access card.
I know. If you can't, this is great radio. This is how you say it. Look at this. So it's just a regular access card. You don't sell albums anymore. I know you're thinking, how am I going to clean my weed on that?
Right, exactly. but it's good for blow.
Yeah. You remember, we're kids. You're like, you know, you kids with the vape. Look at you. We had to pick out seeds and stems. We had to work for it. You can just go to a dispensary, you know. Oh, I can't sleep. Take this.
Breathe this in. This
is, yeah. We had to go to some creep's basement and make believe your friends. Listen to an Emerson, Lake, and Palmer album. Admire his homemade taxidermy. Oh, you stuff this yourself?
Oh, God.
The eyes are so real.
You know what? The thing that you guys don't get is how close to real what he's saying.
Yes, it smells like really it smells like grandma's basement. Yeah, he hasn't showered in a while. And he's got a wallet with a chain on it. There's nothing in the wallet. There's $6 and a picture of his motorcycle. It doesn't work.
But it's true. It was always that creepy guy, and you always went down in the basement, and you always made like you were his friend.
You had to make believe you were friend. Yeah, no, really. And they had the black light with the posters from Spencer's Gifts. You know, the black light now you use in a hotel room to see like all the human stains that you're living with. This guy had one down there, ahead of the curve.
Right. And a Hendrix poster.
Yeah, a Hendrix poster. And Japanese throwing stars sticking out of the wall. And you were afraid he was going to ask you,
just stand against the outline, dude. No, I'm getting better.
Yeah, I just can I get a nickel bag and go home?
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I just don't see you as a pot smoker. I don't see you as a druggie in any way.
I'm not, as far as you know. I mean, I'm not. I can't even take the medicine that's good for me. I mean, the ADD.
It's raging today. Did you notice?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because I can't take, when it first came out, they gave me the Adderall.
Right.
Because it's counterintuitive. But it does work for ADD. Sure. But it's speed. I mean, it's not, and it's expensive. It was $125 for a prescription. And the doctor said, I said, what is this? He goes, it's amphetamine sulfate. I said, I can go to Port Authority get a bag of whites for $30. What is this? So I took it, and it does work, but it's speed. I can't, you know, I can't be on speed.
I don't understand why you would take somebody who is hyper already and give them more hyper.
I don't know, but it works. Caffeine kind of works, too, a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It just, I don't know why it works. And I had it before anyone knew what ADD was. Mm-hmm. You know, the cure
when
I was
a kid.
Had
to be first.
Yes. And before it was trendy. You know, when I had it, sit down! That's the way it was dealt with then. Now there's a name for it.
You know what I always found interesting is that you're a guy who, I mean, you've had so much time doing doing Top Gear.
Yeah.
Right? All right. But when you live in New York, you don't have a car, do you?
Well, I grew up on Long Island, so I grew up in the suburbs,
okay.
So I had a car.
All right.
And cars were important. You know, now it's like, you know, the biggest thing in a car now is, can I get on the internet?
Right.
You get in a car to get away from that stuff. You know, I like to drive. I play Vegas, so every time I go to Vegas.
You're kidding. You take the drive from L.A.?
I drive. It's
really?
Nice. I just did a thing for Shelby. The Shelby Museum is in Vegas. And they said, we'll fly you in. And I went, or...
Right.
Send me a Shelby to drive. So they gave me a new Mustang. I was happy as anything.
See, this is why I hate you.
Why?
Right, because you get to drive all of the cars that I dream of driving.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Like, you know,
That's good. You have a Super Bowl trophy. Shut up.
Yeah. Adam Ferrara.
1969, Joe Namath waving his finger. That's all I got. I got that. I got the butt fumble. And Rex Ryan with his feet. That's all I got.
Adam
and Joe Klecko and Mark Gastineau. Oh, that's God. What I'm looking at.
Stop.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Adam Ferrara is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for
you
two shows.
Son of a bitch.
7:30 and 10 o'clock. And it goes another one on Sunday at 7:30.
Yes.
You can always get tickets through heliumcomedy.com.
Can we give away tickets?
What? I don't know. Can we give away tickets?
Yes. Let's give away some tickets.
All right. How many tickets do you want to give away?
Give away, I don't know. Look, Taylor. look at you. What? 10? Five pairs?
Five pairs
of tickets.
All right, so this is for what show?
Any show tonight.
All right, so 7:30 or 10 o'clock tonight, Adam Ferrara.
Thank you,
at Helium, 215-263-WMGK.